Act 7. Volunteers and tech may be vital for Devon libraries. Volunteers and technology could be vital pillars for the future of Devon's libraries as a public consultation on a possible overhaul gets ready to start. Devon directly funds 50 libraries across the county through single contract with Libraries Unlimited, but this agreement, valued at just over £7 million this financial year, ends in March. This has prompted Devon County Council to consider how it can juggle the pressures on its finances while supporting the library service. It is already struggling with the report prepared for Cabinet next week, stating that to deliver the current service within the available budget, it is having to take steps such as delaying maintenance work, implement a more cost-effective computer network, and put in place a recruitment freeze. This is impacting on the ability to deliver published opening hours and to provide cover for when staff leave, retire, or are absent due to annual leave or sickness, the report states. Data shows there are 113,000 active users across Devon's libraries, with children being the most engaged group, making up 28% of total usership. The council said digital borrowing had surged with over 1 million digital issues annually, while physical borrowing remains 22% lower than pre-pandemic levels. Libraries also hosted over 12,000 events in 24-25, attracting more than 218,000 attendees. While people are using libraries differently, they remain a trusted and well-used space and footprint for the council, the report added. There were 2.3 million visits to Devon libraries last year. The 12-week public consultation, due to start in November, will consider various factors such as whether there should be changes to statutory opening hours, whether volunteers, technology and other funding could help extend opening hours when a library is understaffed, and consider a proposal for developing community hubs where community organisations take control of their library, supported by a grant from the council. The consultation is due to end in January, with a fully formed proposal submitted to Cabinet by April, and then the outcome implemented in May. The County Council said it had analysed how some of its peers run libraries and found that Cornwall only had 4 in-house libraries, with 27 now run by local organisations. In 2023, Devon County Council voted in favour of axing its mobile library service.
Devon rogue builder is jailed for 18 months. A rogue builder from Devon has been jailed for 18 months and banned from trading for 7 years for taking more than £59,000 in deposits for work he either didn't start or didn't complete. At Exeter Crown Court on Tuesday, September the 30th, Stephen Kemp, 58, of Anthony Road, Exeter, was also given a criminal behaviour order in a prosecution for fraud brought by the Heart of the South West Trading Standards Service. Kemp, who pleaded guilty, traded as Exeter Windows and Conservatories, and several of his victims were vulnerable and elderly. He took significant deposits and then, in some cases, carried out minimal preparatory work before requesting further payments, only to abandon the projects entirely. One 90-year-old victim who had entrusted Mr. Kemp with money to build a porch on his home said that he would abuse my trust and take my money with no intention of doing any work has left me both shocked and deeply hurt. During sentencing, His Honour Judge Patrick said, "This offending, which overlapped with a criminal trial, is so serious, immediate custody is called for. I'm reducing the sentence to 18 months because of your health. Without this mitigation, the sentence would have been significantly longer." Councillor Simon Clist, Devon County Council's cabinet member responsible for trading standards, said, "I would like to praise the victims and their families for coming forward and supporting the investigation. Unfortunately, there are always those that try to take advantage of people at their most vulnerable. If someone knocks at your door or, through an unsolicited telephone call, tells you that your property needs repairs or maintenance of any kind, be suspicious. This case sends a clear message to rogue traders that, where necessary, we will prosecute you."
Southwest Water appoints a new CEO. Southwest Water and its parent company, Pennon Group, have appointed a new chief executive officer to lead the company. Keith Haslett, currently Chief Executive of Affinity Water, will take over in 2026, once he has completed his notice period. He succeeds Susan Davey, who announced her retirement in July, the same month that South West Water agreed to pay a £24 million enforcement package following failures to manage its sewer networks. Mr. Haslett, who has more than 25 years' experience in the water industry, said it was a critical time to join, with plans to further improve customer service levels and enhance our environment through an ambitious investment programme from 2030 and beyond. Before joining Affinity Water in 2023, he held senior executive positions at Northumbrian Water Group and United Utilities. He's also a chartered civil engineer and holds an MBA from Queen's University Belfast. David Sproul, chair of Pennon Group, said, "Keith is a seasoned leader in the UK water sector, bringing over 25 years of experience across regulated utilities, with a strong track record of driving operational excellence, delivering complex capital programmes and increasing shareholder value." The change in leadership comes during a turbulent period for South West Water. The company has been rated poor by the industry watchdog over household complaints and their handling, while average customer bills have risen by 28% this year.